on board. And from there, it just really snowballed, and we couldn't have asked for a better response for a first year. And what we want people to know is, yeah, there is no history right now. We're going to make history this weekend, but there's a long-term goal of what this rodeo is going to be.
Jerry, we didn't know it then. Or actually, I knew it, but you didn't know it. But that was the last event I worked for the AV.
No joke.
Yeah. Was your rodeo.
I didn't know that, Paul.
Well, I'm going to tell you, and we're going to go to break in a few, but what you folks are in store for there for the Lake Havasu Stampede is that they even have instant replay.
Yeah, yep. We went all out.
How the heck does that work?
Well, we're trying to impress a lot of people. Well, we got to do a lot of stuff. And
right.
Anyway, in another just little, we'll get into it, but it's going to be broadcast on the Cowboy Channel, so we have to have on their app. So we have to have a scoreboard and cameras so that they can rebroadcast the event. Mm-hmm. And so that's one reason, but yeah, we're going all out. We got a statement to make, and we want to impress the people in Fort Mojave and Lake Havasu City now. We want to impress them, and I want the guys with the Friends of the Fair. I want them to be happy because they've been so gracious to us.
Oh, I don't think that's going to be a problem. From what I saw last year, that's quite an event, and that was in the arena setting, of course.
Yeah.
There at I can't remember the name of the arena now.
You're making fun of me, aren't you?
No.
Yeah, I think you are.
No,
you
but that are. Was in the indoor arena.
Yeah, the Mahara
this
Crossing.
Is outdoors, so. You've got a scoreboard with instant replay and that, and the time, then the clock is up there. Everybody can see everything
right.
With the barrel racing. They're running against the clock. The bulls, the Bronx, they're running against.
Yes, both
bulls and Bronx this year, right?
Yeah. Well, it's full rodeo. It's everything down the line. So
nice. Anyway,
and the main thing is if we're going to sit on the sidelines and wait for things to open up and everybody's, you're going to become irrelevant, you know, so we got to get. And I'm spilling some personal stuff, but my wife did our taxes. And
Uh-oh
is right. She told me, said, Jerry, don't want to alarm you, but do you realize we lost 93% of our income last year? Because of the rodeo business we're in, the entertainment deal. And she, that turned the light on in my head pretty fast. You know, my kids got to eat. And anyway, I got to get back
absolutely.
To making a living. So.
And you have to keep up with technology, don't you, Bob?
Yeah, and that's what's nice about this. Will be the first night rodeo out at Sarah Park. They have brand new installed lights. And you want about technical? When you come out, we don't want to tease you too much about what's going to go on. But we've got one of the best specialty acts in professional rodeo. Matter of fact, last year in 2020, he was named Specialty Act of the Year in Ryder Kisner. And with the lights that they have out there and with what he does, you're not going to want to miss it because there's a lot of technology involved, and it's going to be fun to watch.
All right, let's go ahead and take a short break. We're going to just play rodeo music today, folks, right down to the first one, Garth Brooks. We've already got the phone ringing because they know we're going to be giving away rodeo tickets.
Promise me a song, and I want to hear it.
What song was that?
You already forgot?
Let's talk about it during the break.
Right.
We don't want to give it away on the air. So we're going to give away a four-pack passes and glasses, a four-pack of rodeo tickets for tomorrow. This is for Friday, right? Yes, Friday, March 19th starts at gates open at 5. Rodeo is at 7. So we'll be back with more in a moment. I've got Jerry Honeycutt and Bob Edmonds from Honeycutt Rodeos. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Right there, Jerry. He's saying West Coast chilling with the Boone's wine on horseback, right?
Paul, you did not play that for me. You might have played it for my boys and some other younger generation.
Well,
but
there
you didn't play that for me.
We got to pass it. You guys should play that in the arena, actually.
Well, I'm sure
right?
It gets played, yeah.
Does it?
It does. There's an amazing assortment of music that gets played, believe me.
It's just not on the Jerry Honeycutt playlist.
Yeah.
All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK CPA LLC, Horizon Community Bank, Springburg McAndrew Financial Services, Patio Paradise, and Connected Computer and Technology. Don't forget, we stream live at KNTRTalk.com, and you can find the show archives there as well. And congratulations to Mike from Lake Havasu City. Picked up 4 tickets for tomorrow night's rodeo and 2 Mojave Mortgage beer pints.
So, wonder what their interest rates are right now. I might want to...
What, Mojave Mortgage?
Yeah.
Oh, I can set you up very easily with Chad. Okay. Chad Hansen.
But you just made it known you lost 93% of your income.
You there may you not go.
They won't finance me.
Your interest rates went up.
Okay, Chad.
That's his business.
Sorry, I won't be calling you.
That's his business card right there. No, rates are as low as they've been for a long time. And as he says, it's the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers.
Yeah, but interest rates are on the way up, too, if you'd have been paying attention yesterday, Paul.
A little bit.
Okay.
Not a lot. They're still trying to keep them down in that for reasons of inflation or what have you. So.
Okay, I'm just keeping you straight. You had me on pins and needles telling me I better watch out and talk for more than 8 seconds and all that stuff. And so I was a little worried. But.
Well, last time you were on it might have been about the Stampede at the Avi a couple of years ago. I was hosting Speak Out 2.0, and we did this by phone, if you remember right.
Yep, I remember.
That was a lot of fun.
Man,
but
you got a memory like an elephant. You and my wife both.
Tell me about it. It's horrible.
I know, for me.
And the worst part is if I'm drinking, I remember
everything.
That's the worst part. You know what I mean, guys? I mean, blackout drinkers have it made, man. It's us guys that remember everything. Yeah, that's a curse. Yeah. But Jerry Honeycutt, I digress, and Jerry Honeycutt and Bob Edmonds are with us from Honeycutt Rodeos. Bob, how long have you been a rodeo announcer, and how did that happen?
It dates back over 20 years. Just like Jerry grew up in rodeo, I grew up with rodeo. My grandpa was a stock contractor and actually like 80 miles from where Jerry lived. So it's kind of funny how everything circles around, your paths cross. And I got my PRCA card probably 15 years ago, and... I think I've been announcing Honeycutt Rodeos since about 2009. So they're great people to work with, but they're like family now, you know. And I get to go to a lot of different rodeos and work for different people. But I always say Jerry's my favorite. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And not just because he's sitting within arm's reach.
So. Do you get that from people like, hey, give me a sample of what you do, you know, live at the rodeo?
They always.
I had somebody do that last night.
Right.
They said, how do I know you're really Paul Lavoie? And then I had to do the whole, you know, Radio Central News, I'm Paul Lavoie, blah, blah, blah.
And I was a drummer for The Who.
Yeah. No, that's fiction. That's all. The mothership here at the station, that's all fictitious. But do you ever get that?
People,
you're almost like an auctioneer out there, by the way.
Sometimes, yeah, and I auctioneer sometimes, too. But, yeah, people do want to know what the difference is in your voice. But the way I explain it now, it's volume. I don't. The volume reaches down from inside when it's rodeo time, and it's but other than that, it's just going about your business and doing your job.
So. It's like this show. It's all about energy.
Right.
Right?
Yep, exactly.
It's like it says Paul Lavoie, and this thing just kicks in. Yeah,
yep.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
So. I do, yep.
All right, let's talk about events. This you said this is a real rodeo.
Yeah, and so it's professional rodeo, PRCA. The points and the money that these guys win here this weekend count towards the NFR in Las Vegas. So it's a stepping stone, you know, and it's a there's lots of great cowboys here, you know.
Big names?
Big names. And Bob knows most of them. And of course, I mean, I know them, but I just hope they draw one of my best bulls and horses. So that's kind of the way I look at it. And there's some really good matchups coming. And we got a bull, Lucky Charm, that went to the NFR last year. And a guy named Lon Danley's got him, and that'd be my pick for the bull riding. He's hard to ride, but top guys can ride him, mm-hmm. and should be a high score if he does ride him. And then I got a bull that's he's 9 years old, but we had to take his eye out. He's got cancer in his eye, and my vet that's coming, Drew Justice, he took his eye out, and he'll be the vet here for the rodeo. So. But anyway, we cut it out and sewed it up, and it's funny, he still winks. You can still see him wink, try to wink, you know.
Yeah.
But bless his heart, they've been 90 on that bull since we took his eye out, and there's some great bull riders that have him.
But if you could hear the bulls talk in the pen, they'll say, watch out for that doctor. He'll take your eye out.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm going to elaborate just a little bit because we have the time, but that bull, his name is Bragging Rights, and Jerry told you the story. What was cool was that was one of the last bull rides that Jerry's dad, Roy, saw was last year at the AV, and they were 92.5 points to win that bull riding on that bull. So,
sure.
And the Cowboy Channel was there last year, and the Cowboy Channel probably could have got an Emmy nomination because they did a feature. Little did we know. It's funny how things work out. Little did we know they did a feature story on that bull on Thursday afternoon. And that bull has that 92-point ride to end the bull riding on Saturday night. I mean, he was set up for a Grand Slam home run. They hit it out of the park. And you guys got such a great – I mean, they didn't take the bull to the NFR for some reason, but they should have. But it's a great story. And that's what I like about rodeo. There's stories right out there, and that's what the Cowboy Channel has allowed us to do. And we get to tell the story of Lake Havasu City on a national stage to people, and we get to go out, and I think we're going to do some camera shots of the lake and some stuff around town, and that's going to go out on the app. So
awesome.
It's good for the city to have this event.
Are the bulls becoming, Jerry, just as big a stars as the Cowboys?
Well, they have always been in my mind, of course. But as time goes on, you know, and professional rodeo has grown and all this TV time and stuff, there is a following now, you know, amazing that people that will follow animals. And it's exceptional for a bull to be 9, 10, 11 years old and still going down the road bucking cowboys mm-hmm. off or getting high scores
right.
on him and stuff. And so, yeah, that's great for me, you know, as far as to – because I'm proud of our animals. That's how I make a living. So, you know, I mean, it's and then the competition in our business is tough. So the better quality of animals that we have, and so they become, that's how
right.
you make your living, and that's how you have your reputation. And so you got to have quality animals.
I'm so glad that rodeos never went the way of the circus, you know,
right.
when you hear about that. You guys, tell me about the care that you put into the stock there.
Well, like I say, they're the way we make our living, and people don't understand. Let's say you own a trucking company. Most people can relate to that. Well, what if you run your trucks with no oil in them? You'd be out of business. In other words, you're not taking care of your equipment if you didn't maintain them. Well, same with the animals. You have to keep them in tip-top shape. You have to, you know, take care of them. In fact, my brother had come and helped me. We had to tip bull's horns. You know, they have to be the size of a quarter, the end of them.
Oh.
And we had to trim some feet and stuff.
Is that so they don't gore?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it's just so they'll make a bigger hole in the cowboy. don't get me started on that, you know. My
That's
dad
great.
Said he used to ride bulls, and their horns were sharp as the end of a pencil
like
or
a
whatever.
Tack,
yeah.
yeah.
So times have changed there. But anyway, so there's a lot of maintenance and a lot of care, and they got to be in tip-top shape. So the feed program and the way you handle them and take care of them, it's all about them, really, you know. And so they get fed, they get taken care of. My boys get mad. Well, I want to eat breakfast first. No, let's go grain and take care of them first. And that's
there
just instilled in me in the whole time. And so you just got to take care of them.
But they're members of your family. I mean, really, well, I mean, more than
yeah,
business.
Yeah, you're right
I
there.
Mean,
and when one dies, or you know, it's just it's a sad deal. It's tough. And that's the only bad part of this business is, you know, when you lose something or they get too old to buck anymore and you have to sell them or they. You put them out to pasture, and mm-hmm. then you go out there one morning and feeding them, and
yeah.
then they're not alive no more. But anyway, that's the downer. The good part is when you see one at a colt, and you watch him raise up, and then you watch him, you take him to his first PRCA rodeo, and he puts some guy in the dirt. Well, then your chest, you know, you're just so happy and so excited about that, you know. And so it's both ways.
But. Now, you know, and there's also a something that people don't realize when they're watching the rodeo and they're corralling those bulls. The cutting horses, they're pretty amazing. They do, those guys on the cutting horses do a great job. It's not the person on the horse that's making that horse. It's the horse that learned how to do that, isn't it?
Yeah, there's lots.
That's a lot of work.
And pickup horses, especially, they're a dying breed. I mean, they're hard to come by.
Is that what they call them? Pickup horses.
Okay. Yeah, they're not really cutting horses, but they got to be able. If a bull don't want to go out, you got to rope him, and you got to have a strong horse to pull the bull out. And they got to get up beside horses that are bucking and squealing, and you know it takes a special horse. So yeah, there's lots of facets of professional rodeo. Let me tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember, Bob, when bull riders did not ride with helmets,
right, or the vest that
they wear. It wasn't that long ago, was it?
No. And we'll still see a few without a helmet. There's some kind of old school guys that feel like they can't see out of the helmet.
Sure.
But I guarantee you, 100% of them now ride with the Kevlar vest that helps protect their rib cage and everything if they were to get stepped on or hooked or anything. So,
wow. Let's take another break and give another four pack of rodeo tickets away for the Lake Havasu Stampede PRCA Rodeo. Tomorrow night, these are four. Starts at 7 o'clock, gates open at 5. And we'll take the first caller at 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. Or maybe you have a question for Jerry Honeycutt or Bob Edmonds right here in the studio. So give us a call, 854-KNTR, 854-5687 if you want those passes and two Mojave Mortgage glasses. We'll be right back on Paul LaVoie. Stay with us. And welcome back to Speak Out. Do you recognize the bull there, Bob?
Yeah, I see that.
On YouTube?
Those older bulls from the BBR, yeah.
One of the older bulls from the is that called a Charlet?
Well.
Yeah, and I know the name of that bull is on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember.
I was curious about the breed right there. So, anyway, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Community College, also the Chagrus family of restaurants, Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, SunPower by SMA Electric, Big Sky Insurance, Herb's Herbs, and by the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty with over 1,000 homes sold and counting. And we're back with Jerry Honeycutt and Bob Edmonds. Bob, why don't you go ahead and congratulate the caller, but don't use the last name.
All right. Congratulations, Michelle. We'll see you Friday night.
Perfect. Bob's not in the mode right now. You like you were in the commercial. Bob voiced the commercial for the rodeo.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell. I'm pretty.
You
good
don't have to worry. You might try to coax him and get it, but trust me, when the band plays, Bob shows up, buddy. So, and you know what that means. You're
what's that?
Well, when the national anthem starts whatever, Bob is there, buddy. There ain't a better announcer in the business, and he knows. It's funny. He spends more time researching his job than most people would even dream about. He spends 4 or 5 hours a day getting stats on bulls and stuff and cowboys.
Wow, let's get into that in a second. We have a phone call.
Yeah.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm calling for the free tickets for the Stampede.
Oh, they're long gone, ma'am. Those were won by a lady named Michelle during the break.
Okay. Can you tell me where it is?
Sarah Park, ma'am. It's at Sarah Park down there, and the rodeo starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow night and 7 o'clock Saturday night and 3 o'clock on Sunday, and it's right there in Sarah Park. You can get your tickets at the gate.
Okay, and how much is it?
$15 for adults.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
you're
welcome.
Have a great
day. Yeah, right there. We call that Southside Havasu.
South.
That's extreme Southside.
Yeah, that's the last stoplight.
Yeah, pretty much, right? Absolutely. So what goes into your preparation as far as stats and that kind of thing?
So the rodeo lasts 2 to 2.5 hours, and like Jerry said, it's 4 to 5 hours of prep work of I write everything down, and I never, I guess I write it down as a habit of like, like Jerry said, here's Lucky Charm, been to the NFR. They were just 88.5 points on him at Scottsdale. And then Lon Danley has him, and Lon's won four circuit finals or four circuits here in the Turquoise Circuit. So you gather information like that, and you try to tell the story. And just depending on, you have to be flexible because you don't know for sure that Lucky Charm and Lon Danley is going to take a minute in the chute and then 8 second ride and then set up a big ride. So you've got to be flexible in what you do with that information. So there's a lot of prep work for very little that comes out. So,
do you go on to NFR also?
As far as, what do you mean?
As far as in a support role for announcers or anything
they,
like
they
that?
They select different announcers for the NFR and everything. And that's the goal of everybody. You've got to meet certain criteria to be involved in that selection process, but yeah, no doubt that's a goal that people have.
Is working for Jerry one of those criteria?
Could be.
Well, in my opinion, you know, there's announcers that aren't near as Bob's quality that have been there, but you know, it's all subjective. You know how
absolutely
that is, in my opinion, you don't have time, but I almost made the worst mistake of my life is when Bob was first starting out, he announced for my wife at our hometown rodeo, and she wrote the checks, and I go to my wife, and I said, Bob's just not exciting enough. We may have to, and she said, no, Jerry, Bob is the guy, you know, and they, lovely family, and they help me, and they work hard, and anyway, let me tell you, it's my first call all the time, but now it's getting bad because he's busy. So then I got to go down the line a ways, but anyway, there's still great rodeo announcers out there, but Bob is my first call. So
the rate card goes up, right?
Yeah. It does.
I'm stupid guy. Why do I brag on him so much? That's right.
But that's where, you know, like this rodeo, and we partnered. I mean, this is a partnership, and to be honest, me and Jerry are here talking about it, but our wives are out there working right now and making things happen behind the scenes, and they're the ones that should get all the credit. But this is truly a partnership between our families.
And it's literally a partnership, not just the word. It's a partnership. Bob had to come up with some money to make it all work. But we got ace in the hole. We don't have to pay a stock contractor, and we don't have to pay a rodeo announcer. See, so since we're both partners, so we might make this deal work.
That's a great idea for a name of a bull, by the way.
What?
Ace in the hole.
Ace in the hole.
Hey, I got a better one. You're going to see a bull.
What's that?
Saturday night. Uh-huh. I shouldn't give it away.
Why is that?
Because it's a cool name.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Poopin' Popsicle.
I thought you were going to say Poopin' Polly.
Hey, I got the idea. I got it. Okay, that's my next name.
Nice.
Poopin' Popsicle. Don't that sound pretty cool?
Yeah, actually.
I want to hear you say it.
Poopin' Popsicle.
Okay.
There you go. And I don't even have to dump out of that one.
Yeah.
That's great. You got the pun, right?
Yeah, I got it.
And I have to hit the dump button.
Right. I know I'm slow, and I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I got that there, Paul.
So how many events do you do a year now, once things get back to normal?
Well, when they get back to normal, it's around 25 different events between college rodeos, PRCA rodeos, and stuff. And then we do some just regular ranch rodeos as well. We do all kinds of different events. So about 25.
About 25. Yeah. That's a lot of time on the road.
Yeah, half of the year, basically. You know, if there's 52 weeks in a year or whatever, and 25 of them, we're pretty busy.
And the next generation's good with that, too?
Well, they're all homeschooled. But it's cool this year. Both of our, all four of our, he's got two daughters, I got two boys, and long story short, my youngest son, he's got a little deal, it's called Ranching with Riley, and he thinks he's a comedian. But anyway, he gets up there and he sticks his chest out and he says, Dad, we were homeschooled when homeschool wasn't cool. Because, you know, homeschool kids, when I was growing up, they got a bad rap. You know, we thought they were the geeks and the goofy guys and stuff. But my kids go on the road with us, and they're all homeschooled. And anyway, so.
Are you saying that's like a YouTube channel?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got a YouTube
channel. Are you kidding me?
Ranching with Riley. And I tell you what, he's going to have to pay us for subscribers now.
He has followers?
He's doing good, and he is funny. I hate to admit that. He'll get a big head. See, I brag on people, and they get big heads, but yeah.
Well, you could always send him to business school, and then he could be your boss.
That would be all right. Have your son be your boss?
Yeah.
That would be cool. That's what a father would strive for.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
They would get even with me, though. They would say, Dad, go clean out them cattle pots with that square shovel. Get all the poop out of there and clean the corners good and the sides because the manure will eat the acid in the trailer. Make it anyway.
So while we're on the subject of family, you're not going to believe this, but I rode Jim Cannon when I was like 13 years old.
Really?
Yeah, I had a quarter horse. That was at my mother's house. And, it's like a big family rodeo, is it? Cause you talk about your family, but there's other families within the rodeo world, aren't there?
And Paul, I'll tear up. Are you just talking about tearing up with mom and dad? But the people that support and help us, you know, it's just amazing. I mean, there's people that came to help us from Santa Fe, New Mexico, from Banning, California, they're all over the place. And they're coming here to help us. And there's no way that I'm able to pay them enough for what they do. And it's people, lifelong friends that have worked for my dad. Their dad worked for my dad. And now they work for my dad and they're helping us. And it's just an amazing family that like you said, it's just one big family.
It's one big family.
And we tolerate each other's inadequacies and we pat each other on the back. And it's, that's what rodeo is all about.
Absolutely. So we talked about the bulls quite a bit. Now you have the Bronx, you have the barrel racers. Tell me about all the, what you have, calf roping?
We do. We've got tie down roping, team roping, steer wrestling, and then something new that we've added this year is something for the ladies. It's the breakaway roping. That's been a big hit at national rodeos all across. They crowned their first national finals of breakaway roping world champion this year in Texas. So, and the field of breakaway ropers that are coming, we've got several world champions that'll be here. So we'll see the ladies run barrels and do the breakaway roping. So it's going to be something for everybody, and 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday night.
And you got to be under 2 seconds probably to get a check.
Exactly.
Can you imagine 2 seconds
for a breakaway rope
being in the barrier?
Wow.
Nodding your head, they let the calf out and roping that calf, and then it breaks off their saddle horn with a little string, and doing that in under 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
2 seconds. That's 1001, 1002, done. And they're done.
Is that something you've ever done, as far as an event goes? No, I don't mean competition-wise.
Yeah, getting started.
Have you ever tried it?
College rodeo? No, well,
in
see, there you
rodeo?
Go. No, you're missing my point. They call me added money, Paul. You know how to get me. If I entered a rodeo, I'm added. They'd look down the list. Oh, there's Jerry Honeycutt. What's that mean? Added money.
That means
because they knew I didn't have no much chance of winning.
He's just contributing to the pot.
Right. There you go. There you go. You got it.
I got the lingo down.
Right. But what's important about the breakaway roping is for years, you know, the girls would come up and go to junior rodeo, high school rodeo, college rodeo, and then pretty much if they weren't a barrel racer, their career was pretty much done. And when they've added breakaway roping to big rodeos like the American or the National Finals, now we're seeing more carry on professionally. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity for the cowgirls.
All right.
And then you got the bareback and bronc riding, and there's the quality of horses that are going to be here to watch guys get on is going to be phenomenal. And I'm excited about it. And anyway, it's not just your run-of-the-mill rodeo. So
now we talked about the little ones, too. Is there mutton busting?
We do, and that was so popular we sold out
of
all of our mutton busting spots. So
you did?
We did.
Yeah, you can't enter the mutton busting no more. Yep. So.
Well, we can still talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when can the people come out and actually see the mutton busting?
So the mutton
busting and explain what it is.
Sure. So the mutton busting will be, I mean, that's the sheep riding for the kids 4 to 7 years of age.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's great entertainment. And so that will be held during the rodeo performances, probably the first third of the rodeo that will be starting at 7. 7 and 3 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, and it just gives a spotlight for those youngsters. There's several of them that got to start mutton busting and then went to calf riding, steer riding, and then end up as bull riders or bronc riders. So it's kind of helping the next generation, but it also gives kids that may live in town who don't have that cowboy or the ranch lifestyle a chance to experience being a cowboy.
I've seen some of them ride sideways, literally, for 10, 15 feet, man, and they're like, they must have done this before. They must have practiced at home.
Well, once they get to practice, and then they start showing off, and then they want to ride backwards, and then they want to ride two sheep.
Really?
And then they want to ride two sheep backwards. And what? Yeah, I've seen it all.
You don't let them ride backwards? Is that a liability, Jerry?
No, it's actually safer if you want to know the truth.
Oh, really?
And they get more points because they can't see where they're going, but they can sure see where they've been.
But it's interesting because the sheep don't buck like a bronc or a bull. You know, they just run.
Yeah, they run.
You just got to hold on.
Right. And at the end of the day, you know, our friends at Justin Boots, we're going to give a brand new pair of Justin Boots away to the Champion Mudbus. Oh. So you know, in their kids' events, sometimes we don't keep score or anything, but rodeo, we're crowning champion. So
There
are no participation trophies in sport of professional rodeo.
So the kids so everybody doesn't get a trophy, Jerry?
No, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
No, you're not disappointing me at all. They just reinforced my faith in rodeo. So thank you very much. But so where do the kids or the families go when to check in for the Mutton Bus? Is that before the main event? So
yeah, if you're out there and you've registered for the Mutton Bus already, like we said, it's sold out. But you should have received an email of where to go and what time to meet.
And you'll get escorted around to behind the buck and chutes with all the cowboys and stuff, and you'll get on your sheep there. And then when it's over, you'll be escorted back to your seats.
And we'll have their helmets and their vests and everything for them.
Yeah, so. Justin, they've safety deal, just like, you know, fancy vest to put on the kids and helmets and stuff. So it's
So let's take a term that you'll recognize from the White House these days called circle back to the scoreboard. All right. Tell me about this electronic scoreboard again.
It's
how much was invested in something like that?
Well, I don't want to tell you that.
Okay. Don't tell me.
That was a lot.
Because I know from electronic signage how much those are. Yeah.
Well, and then Dub and all the guys at the Friends of the Fair, they had to put in new poles to hang the scoreboard on. So, you know, you start figuring up all the investments in it. But it's cool. It's good. We can use it. Instant replay. You can re-watch the ride, you know, and I get spoiled. I like the slow motion rides replays is almost as good. And you get spoiled watching football and stuff. And when you're live at an event and you don't have a replay, it's kind of a bummer. So that's part of it. And we have, you know, it's great to see your logo and stuff up there in front of all the people. And it's a good advertising tool, like you're saying. And you guys, in fact, you know, your logo is going to be up there in big, bold letters and talk about how well or how much you guys have done for us this week, too. So
I imagine it'd be Radio Central or KJJ Nash 102.3.
Right. Yeah.
Even, you know, all the stations.
Right.
Who knows?
And it opens it up. I mean, first of all, big thanks to Tri-State Equipment had to come out and bring a big generator to make that thing run, too. So
fire it
and
up.
Extend the fort to hang it. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into
but,
it.
But when you're watching the rodeo, you know, we'll see the replays. Like, the replays are going to be brought to us by ARC Coding.
Yeah.
And then we'll see the leaderboard by the Boathouse Grill. So there's opportunity in that for sponsorships, but it's also makes that fan experience something unique.
And I hear the music coming, Paul, but do we have any more time? Or
this is
done?
Your cowboy national anthem you were telling me about.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know if I want to interrupt that. Are we done, or we got more?
Just about. I just wanted to have Bob recap the days, times, and there's still tickets available.
Still tickets available. And to save time, you can buy them cash at the gate. It's Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m., but if you want to save some time, go to HavasuStampede.com. You see the online ticket sales. That's the easiest way to get tickets is online, because then you have a special line to go to, and you can just show them your phone or print off the ticket. We'll have the scanners there. So,
and if I don't want to mention names, but I want, if there is anybody listening, the sponsors that have helped us, that have put cash dollars, I'm talking cash, not net, I appreciate them, and I'm not going to mention names, but I hope some of them are listening, and I want them to know from the bottom of our hearts, Bob and I both, we appreciate them, because we couldn't do it without them.
There you go. Amen, brother. All right. Again, Jerry Honeycutt and Bob Edmonds from Honeycutt Rodeos. And good luck with your events.
We'll see you there, right, Paul? You
three.
Coming?
I believe so. Okay, I'll have to check. Cool. Definitely on Sunday I would have to do that.
Because you're drumming all weekend, you said.
Yeah, I'm playing.
And if everybody saw the White Sheep this week, it is 7 start times for Friday and Saturday.
So right.
Just a little typo.
7 on Friday, Saturday. What's the time on Sunday?
3 o'clock. Sunday.
3 p.m. on Sunday.
Got time to go to church and get something to eat and then come to the rodeo. Or you can eat at the rodeo. Lots of vendors.
Lots of vendors.
So gates open 2 hours
early,
right? 2 hours
before.
2 hours before. All right. Back with more in a moment. I'll have a final shot. You know what? We're just going to take it up to the top of the hour with the break. And, again, I'm Paul Lavoie. Thanks again, guys, for being here.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow on Speak Out.